This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is Alan, A-L-A-N. Last name is Bokenhagen, B-O-K-E-N-H-A-G-E-N. Date of birth is 4-3-1959. Date of evaluation is 3-9-2022. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of mood disorder and to assess capacity to make informed decisions. History present illness. This is a 62 years old male who's well familiar to her service. Patient is generally present. But staff reports that lately he has been angry, comma, using profanity, comma, threatening to stop eating, and refusing to take medications if he does not get his way. Period. Patient apparently refused eye examination but wanted new glasses. Period. Patient has expressive aphasia. He reports that he did try to leave the building because he was upset over not getting a shower and having to wait. He reports that his shower days are Mondays and Thursdays. Patient's chart indicates that he used to be on Zoloft, which was tapered and discontinued. No reports of any paranoia, persecutory delusions, hallucinations. Patient does have mild cognitive impairment and is on Aricept. He has a history of CVA. In 2017, review of system, no change in body system except as reported above. Next paragraph, please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits. Forward from last visit on February 7, 2022, current medications, Aricept 10 mg HS. Next paragraph, mental status examination, appropriately groomed, demeanor. Cooperative with me, but can be uncooperative. Motor movements, weakness, gait, wheelchair, self-propelled, speech, expressive aphasia, mood, easily irritated, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content, no thoughts of any harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, place, memory, recent, impaired, mildly. Language, verbal comprehension, intact, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, limited at times. Assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F33.0 plans. I'll recommend retrial of Zoloft, 25 mg once a day. To stabilize mood, Zoloft dose may have to be adjusted back to 50 mg, which he took previously. Number two, vascular dementia with behavioral disturbance, F0-1.50 plans continue behavioral interventions and donepezil disposition. Patient generally has understanding into his medical problems. And knows what kind of treatments are recommended. Period. His cognitive impairment is mild. Period. Monitor response from Zoloft. Uh, And if he continues to show progression of cognitive impairment, lack of insight and poor judgment, re-evaluate patient for capacity assessment, procedure code 99309 under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment about steroid goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.